96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is that time of year again, income tax deadline time. Will you get something back after you file? Will you owe? And what can you do to make sure you don't have to pay Uncle Sam? If not this year, maybe next year. Well, Theodore Prelo, also known as Teddy the Tax Man, is back to answer all of your questions. Lines are open, so give us a call right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Teddy, good to talk to you again. Glad you could join us.
Yes, sir, Harold. Thank you for having me.
All right, so let me just jump right in. So many questions that I have for you. I always ask you this whenever you are on. Any changes for this new tax season? Any big issues that people need to be aware of?
Yeah, most of the changes have to do with the Affordable Care Act, but although this is not a change, I have a form that's going to be very, very useful for a lot of our listeners, and I hope they're in positions to write this down. It's form number 1127.
1127.
It is a fantastic form. 1127. It's a fantastic form. And the persons who would use this form are persons who they have a tax liability. But if they were to pay the tax liability soon, that it would cause an undue hardship. Now, I know what you're going to say. They're all undue hardships if
right.
You owe a tax, right? I know you're going to say that. But if you sincerely, I'll give you an example.
Real quick, go ahead.
You were due to settle on your home
mm-hmm.
at the end of April. And you owe the IRS, let's say, $1,000. And the money that you had was going to go towards your settlement. And if you were to pay that money right now, you would not have a house. Matter of fact, you would default on an obligation. That would be one reason. I mean, one of many reasons that I would use that particular form, Form 1127.
Okay.
You would file that form and file it before later than the deadline. And there's some documentation that you would have to send with it. But I'm going to tell you, Harold, it is a fantastic form. Get your tax advisor to talk to you about that. Give them a day or so because it's a relatively unused form
okay.
for the most part. So do it, please.
All right. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. If you have any questions about your taxes, not just for this season, but for past seasons, hey, this is an opportunity to get some great free advice. Teddy, we talked about the health care law and the effect on taxes. Briefly tell me what people need to know this year if you have signed up or not, rather, signed up for the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, if you haven't signed up and you have no health care, you better sign up really, really quickly because the penalty that you will end up paying can be fairly substantial.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't done so, get health care insurance. You know, go to healthcare.gov, go to irs.gov and look up Affordable Care Act. Do whatever it is you need to do to go ahead and get your health insurance now.
Okay. Here's a question, and this actually came up during a discussion with one of my colleagues. He had never deducted any of the things that I know and have known for years that you can deduct: union dues, work-related, business-related trips and the like. Had never, ever done it. How much time now? Because, and I'm talking thousands of dollars that are eligible for deductions. How much time, how many years can he now go back to recoup some of that?
Okay, 2011 is the farthest that you can go back. So if you have not filed your 2011 or you filed your 2011 and found out that you were missing some deductions that were fairly substantial, you want to go ahead and file that, please do it now, because if you wait until after April 15th, guess what?
You lose a year.
You no longer are eligible for a refund on your 2011 tax return. So do it now.
Okay, sounds good. Definitely have to go back. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Joseph calling from Upper Marlboro. Thanks for calling, Joseph. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening, sir. How are you today?
Great, great.
Great.
My question is this. I had a delivery job last year, and I understand that I can claim the mileage on the delivery, and I want to know, how do I do that?
What you want to do, you tell your tax advisor, and you say, here is my mileage log. And the tax advisor will say, okay, you went 10,000 miles. He will multiply that times the standard rate, and that will be your deduction. Now, I don't know whether you're self-employed or whether you're doing that as an employee, but either way, it's tax deductible. It's not better, but you will get the biggest deduction if you were self-employed. Now, you can't control that, but if you were self-employed, you would get to write that off and write off not only your income taxes, but your Social Security taxes, too. If you're an employee, those deductions have to be, and this kind of goes back to one thing Harold mentioned, those deductions would need to be more than 2% of your adjusted gross income before it'll make a difference.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to know, what if I'm doing it myself, my taxes,
I never recommend taxes as a self-employed type of thing, but if you're doing it yourself, use the 2106, which is an employee business expense form. If you're doing it as a subcontractor, you want to do that on the Schedule C. And, you know, call me if you have any problems, and I'll be glad to help you.
And the best way to reach, and thank you so much, Joseph. By the way, the best way to find Teddy, you can find him online at HVRetirement.com. That's H as in Harold, V as in Victory, retirement.com. Going to take another break.
And it's actually retirement.
Oh, with an S. That's right. More retirements, because that's more money, right?
That's
HVRetirements.com. I stand corrected. Thank you so much, Teddy. When we come back, more of your phone calls. We're going to talk to Donald and Daryl, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Talking about your taxes. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Have you filed your taxes yet? Well, if not, Teddy the Tax Man is here to help you get through that. And even if you have, there's still a lot of information that he has to share with you. Phone number 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Donald calling from Brockton, Massachusetts. Donald, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Oops, I'm sorry about that. I think I may have picked up the wrong line there. Donald, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Excellent. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
I got a question for Teddy. I was not been as forthcoming paying my taxes in the past year. So only about 4 previous years, probably about $10,000 total, possibly. Getting close to that retirement age, so I don't want to take that with me, so I want to get that in my rearview mirror. What is the best way for me to begin this negotiation short of them saying, pay us all of our money?
Okay, I got a couple things for you. One, the installment agreement. This is how you figure out what your monthly payment is going to be. Do not let the IRS tell you what your monthly payment is going to be. You take care of that. This is what I want you to do. You divide that $10,000 by 72.
Okay. All right?
And that, whatever number you come up with, is that's very, very close to the minimum amount that the IRS will allow you to pay. If you don't like the idea of the installment agreement, let's try an offering compromise. All right, offering compromise is just a negotiation tactic that you can use against the IRS. It basically says, IRS, I owe $10,000, but I don't have $10,000. Can I pay you $2,000 or $3,000 or $1,000? And that those are generally the two that you want to use, unless you want to just, you know, write them a big fat $10,000 check.
Yeah. Okay.
I would love to, Teddy, but it's just not working that way right now. But thanks for that information.
Donald.
I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Donald, thank you so much for your phone call. Daryl calling from Upper Marlboro. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. My name is Darrell.
Oh, Darrell. Okay, go right ahead.
I was calling to ask a question to the tax man. I am self-employed, but prior to me being self-employed, I was incarcerated for 2.5 years, and I'm not sure what damage was done to my credit. I'm ineligible to receive a tax return, and I would like to just find out who I can go and talk to get a better hold on my situation.
If you don't want to talk to the IRS, there are many enrolled agents around, you know, or get a name from somebody. If that fails, call me. I'll be glad to help you out.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well,
thank you very much.
Well, Darrell, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your phone call. And for those of you who are on the line, please make sure you stay with us, because I promise I will take your calls even after 7:30. The lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. And you can find Teddy the Tax Man at hvretirements.com. That's Harold Victory Retirements with an S.com. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher, of course. We'll talk to Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. But stay with us on Sirius XM Channel 141 for more of this conversation about your taxes. We'll be back in just a bit.